residential mixed use.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. And again, I thank you for taking this up early.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You too. Take care.
So the next one, he's been in here before. He had two, now he has three.
I'm sorry. This is on Silverman?
Silverman, yeah.
Okay, Silverman has...
Have we classified?
And number 2025-22 is the highest one.
Okay, we have 22, and it says 378. 22, 23, and I guess another one came in late. Okay.
370, Poolside Pass.
So 21 is his highest valued property.
22.
No. Yeah, it looks like.
I'm looking at Beacon to make it easier.
21.
21.
Yeah, 21 is the highest assessed value. Does that sound right?
I've got the one that's ending in parcel number 38.019, which is...
That's it. BOE number 21.
2025-22. Is the one that's 155.
It's 21.
BOE 21 and it's 484 is the appraised value.
All right.
22 wins.
They're on two separate pages.
Yeah, the next page is. Okay. They're in Oklahoma. Anything else before we go? Call them. Oh,
call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Jeff and Ashley, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've had our morning docket go pretty fast, so we were trying to get some of our cases that we had in the afternoon. I'll try back here in a little bit, but I was hoping that we could talk before the noon hour to see if we could get your cases resolved. I will call you back. Thank you.
They also have value down.
On Silverman?
Uh-huh. And then I don't know what DISC stands for.
On this one, they have work exemption also.
They mark valuation on...
For, is that what DISC? I'm looking at what Susan gave me for...
Yeah, the girls just, on the appeal reason, they put classification, and then there's value and class, and just then that's a... Yeah. And then his last one, number 378, is discrimination classification.
Discrimination.
Okay.
And not value.
Let me ask you with respect, because that one sounds like it's a long phone call. Have you talked to these people at all? Okay. And have they been assessed before? Is this the first year that they've been hit with their 100% commercial? Or did they? I'm assuming they're all nightly rentals.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, and even he says here on the paper I gave you, we put down, you know, what is available for rent or how many nights and stuff. So he's already been through this a couple times. Again, I think he's just added a new one and he wants to...
Okay, so he's had ones in the past. He's been on the appeal in the past, or okay.
He's heard your speech.
Okay, but he's added properties. Gotcha. All right, sounds like a fun one. I'll go on to the BOE number 39, Nichols.
Okay.
Hello. You reached the phone of Bill Nichols, National Account Leader, DNA Genetics. I'm away from my phone right now, but your call is important to me. So please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you, and have a good day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Bill, my name is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We are calling you early just because our morning docket we have gotten through. Didn't know if we'd be able to try to take it up early with you. I'll try back here hopefully before the noon hour Central Time. If you're available, we'd like to talk to you, but if not, then we'll talk to you too, I guess. But I'll call you back here shortly. Thank you. All right. BOE 23, Branson Property Partners, is this the only one, or is this?
That I can see without having a name.
So this is another value and classification, and he is in the vineyards.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the one where it went up 30%?
At least.
Okay, and then classic.
We just reassessed everything, made everything equal among the entire condos.
Gotcha.
Complex, so it's pretty big.
Well, I was trying to remember, I mean, if you're saying this was in 2011, it would have been prior to me, but I was wondering if there's 2011 was also the year we had the huge flooding. And I was wondering if that was perhaps part of it, but I don't remember. If they're not next to the water, then it probably doesn't. So
they're not.
It doesn't have any. Okay. I didn't know where they were, so.
Maybe the tornado in February would have hit.
Maybe that's what happened.
That was 2012.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try. So BOE 23, we'll try. This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. We've gone through our morning docket pretty quickly. We were wanting to see if it would be possible to take up your appeal on the Branson Property Partners, or if it's a bad time, let us know.
No, I think we can do it now.
Okay. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Arthur Chandler.
Arthur, okay. Arthur, I just have a couple questions for you so I can. Is this a nightly rental property? Okay. And does Branson Property Partners own any more than just this condo?
No, just that one.
Okay, that's the only one in Taney County?
That's the only one on the planet, actually.
Okay. Well, that narrows it down. With respect to these, what we've been doing, if you have it in a nightly rental program, and this is the only one you have in Taney County, on the first one we've been giving a break, we give a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you get any more properties, if Branson Property Partners or the principals in those have other LLCs where they buy other rental properties, then those are going to be 100% commercial. But with respect to this one, what we've been doing to be consistent with the other ones would be a mixed-use classification. Knowing that, do you have any questions?
Not on that part.
Okay. I know that you've also done evaluation, and I'll try to address that up front, too. For some reason, the Vineyards Terrace back in 2011 had something in the system that was giving everybody like a 30% discount off of what the what other people in the same types of units in the county were getting. We don't know why that was the case, but basically the Vineyards have been giving me a 30% discount for several years, and that's been evened up by the assessor, so that's why the valuation went up on that part. Do you have any questions or comments? The assessor is here if you wanted to ask questions.
We only purchased the property last year, so we've only had it a year.
Okay.
And I know the fair value of the property has not gone up, at least based on the research I've done.
Right.
But if we don't own it a year, I wouldn't expect it to have increased in value much, if at any, at this point. But understanding what you just said, ours increased more than any unit in building 2003, 5, and 7. And my understanding is that buildings units 3 and 4 in each building are exactly the same. They're just mirrors of each other. So I don't understand how, you know, all the other ones are less, if not significantly less, in assessed value than ours. Ours went from 125 to 215 in appraised. 72% in 1 year. That doesn't make any logical sense at all to me.
I'm going to let the assessor talk, but did you indicate
right now,
that all
his,
of
his appraised value is $201,280. I know his sales letter said.
I'm looking at my card, so it may have changed.
Right. On the same day that they were mailed from the printer, but the data went in on the 7th of May. The cards had to be out by May 15th. I did the downward adjustment on indexes on May 15th. That's why you're down to 201, 280. And then your sales letter said, you know, your purchase price was 379,900. And so we're nowhere close to what your actual sales price is, but we needed to get all of our condos in line, and that's why I know it seems large, but when we found out that yours was one of the condos that was caught in this mathematical formula for that subdivision or that complex, we had to fix that.
All right.
She's a little hard to hear. I feel like she's across the room or something.
Okay. She's got a speaker. Basically, they did a downward adjustment, so what your card said may not be what this is showing. In other words, this says that the appraised value is 201,280, which sounds to be significantly less than purchase price, and they've evened them up across the board in the vineyards at this point. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody should have been. Not everybody has probably appealed, but it's my understanding that you should be able to go through there and they should be consistent now?
They should be.
Okay. But if this, I mean, would you agree that the 201 is not above appraised value for the property?
No, in my opinion, that's beside the fact. I just want to be treated the same as all the other units that are.
No, we agree.
Looking at the entire neighborhood.
Well, we agree. We're just one of the things you've appealed is the evaluation. I'm just doing one thing at a time. But as far as the 201, that's not so much the complaint as you just want to be consistent with the rest of the properties that are being assessed. And
I 100% agree that it's below my purchase price, obviously.
Okay. As far as the, could you speak that again as far as what you did so that he could hear you? Because he didn't hear you, I don't think, as to if you would just relate to him that you have done this across the board.
Yes, we have tried to equalize the entire vineyards complex so that everybody has been assessed in the same way at the same time. And again, we found an anomaly in our tax system that was giving some of the units in that complex a 30% discount. And so we had that removed so that everyone was assessed the same.
I hear whispering.
I apologize. Can she maybe move the mic closer, Susan? Whoop.
Okay. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
It's about the same. I can hear you, sir, very, very clearly. Like you're on the phone and she's across the room.
Do you want to come up here and talk to him?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, of course.
We reassessed the entire complex when we found out that there was an anomaly in the software program that had part of the buildings under a 30%